This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The recent round of North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations saw progress on agriculture issues. Negotiators wrapped up discussions regarding sanitary and phytosanitary measures, according to AFBF economist Veronica Nye. Nye said those are basically the scientific rules that govern trade in plants and animals. That chapter actually closed, and that means negotiations are finished. And when AFBF spoke with the U.S. negotiators, they were pretty happy with the results that they got out of Canada and Mexico. The NAFTA chapter on technical barriers to trade, including things such as labeling, is close to being finished. However, there is much work yet to do regarding market access. Nye explained AFBF had a lot of concerns about the access U.S. dairy farmers and poultry producers have in Canada. They've asked Canada to give us significant new availability to send our products to their customers, and so far, we're having quite a lot of resistance to that. So that will probably be one of those topics that is concluded at the very end because it is such a thorny issue for our Canadian friends. A Senate Environment and Public Works Subcommittee on March 8th approved a Farm Bureau-supported measure that would exempt most farms and ranches from unnecessary reporting of routine air emissions from animals and their manure. Having secured bipartisan backing and facing a looming May 1 deadline, farmers and ranchers are optimistic the bill would continue to move successfully through Congress. The Fair Agricultural Reporting Method, or FARM Act, would clarify that normal emissions from farm animals and their manure are not reportable under the Comprehensive Environmental Response Compensation and Liability Act, which requires facilities to report releases of hazardous substances that exceed certain threshold quantities within a 24-hour period. The American Farm Bureau supports USDA's decision to withdraw the misguided Organic Livestock and Poultry Practices Rule, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said in a statement issued Monday. Duvall said livestock health and well-being is a priority for all farmers and ranchers. We rely on trained professionals, including animal scientists, nutritionists, and veterinarians, to ensure the health and safety of our food. The rule did not promote food safety or animal welfare. It went beyond the intent of the Organic Production Act by allowing for animal welfare standards and metrics to become part of the organic label. He added that had the rule gone into effect, forcing organic farmers and ranchers to arbitrarily change their production practices, many would have been driven out of the organic sector or out of business entirely, reducing the supply of organic food choices for America's consumers. Farm Bureau thanks Secretary Sonny Perdue for his leadership in withdrawing the Organic Livestock and Poultry Practices Rule. The Agriculture Department's National Agricultural Statistics Service needs a census of agricultural response from all the nation's producers. In order to get an accurate representation of American agriculture of all farmers and ranchers across the nation country, NASS will continue to accept completed census questionnaires through the spring. NASS has heard that some producers need extra time due to planting, bad weather, or gathering documents for taxes and the census. All operations are important and every response matters. NASS is committed to giving producers every opportunity to be represented in these widely used data. Federal law mandates that everyone who received the 2017 Census of Agriculture questionnaire complete and return it, even if not currently farming. NASS will follow up via mailings, phone calls, and farm visits with producers who have not yet responded. To avoid these additional contacts, farmers and ranchers are encouraged to complete their census either online at www.agcounts.usda.gov or by mail as soon as possible. For more information, call toll-free 888-424-7828. When agricultural disasters occur, the federal government has traditionally responded in one of two ways: ad hoc disaster payments or assistance in purchasing federal crop insurance. For nearly two decades, the preferred delivery mechanism for a majority of agricultural products has been the federal crop insurance program. Ad hoc payments do still occur, especially for commodities not widely covered by crop insurance. Such was the case in 2018 following devastating hurricanes, droughts, floods, and wildfires across parts of the U.S. in 2017. However, as work on the 2018 Farm Bill ramps up, it's appropriate to review the benefits of federal crop insurance programs compared to ad hoc disaster payments. A recent Market Intel update compares the farm safety net protection provided by crop insurance to ad hoc disaster payments and reveals a negative correlation between the need for ad hoc disaster assistance and the use of crop insurance tools. Opioids Rural America Live, a special RFD-TV live broadcast that aired on Monday, focused on the opioid crisis in rural America that is devastating farm and ranch families. AFBF President Zippy Duvall, National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson, and USDA Assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development Ann Haslatt appeared on the program to discuss new research on how opioid addiction is affecting rural America. Duvall and Johnson described Farmtown Strong, a joint AFBF-NFU campaign that is raising awareness of the crisis's impact on farming communities, providing information and encouraging farmer-to-farmer support to overcome the crisis. Haslatt outlined her work in this area and how USDA is partnering with local communities to help combat the epidemic. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500, one $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2018-2019 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselors, high school agriculture instructors, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 23rd. Any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation will be sponsoring their annual drive-through pork cookout on Thursday, March 22nd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Farm Bureau parking lot at 220 North Broad in Carlinville. Pork chop sandwiches, chips and drinks, chop sandwiches, and burger sandwiches are available. Pre-packed orders for pickup may be sent or faxed to Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-6796 by 10 a.m. on March 22nd. All proceeds benefit the Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation for Macoupin County Agriculture Scholarships and Agriculture in the Classroom projects and programs. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, happy St. Patrick's Day, and God bless America.